The following comes to UMN Radio from the Voice of America.
For Business Scene, this is Skylar Ogden. At a farm in Nakhon Nayok Province, just a two-hour drive northeast of Bangkok, Thailand, farmers are cultivating giant African snails for their mucus. They say the gooey substance is full of collagen and can help promote younger-looking skin without scars and imperfections. But the key is to keep the snails happy. At this farm, snails roam free, eat organic, and even get a four-month vacation from mucus extraction. Farmers say a happier snail will produce higher quality mucus than ones that are agitated. Tawachai Manimart is a snail farmer.
If we nurture them and keep them happy by providing a pleasant habitat and good food, they'll be healthy. The mucus that they produce will also benefit us by generating more profits.
Once collected, the snail mucus is turned into powder, which is then sold to cosmetic companies in South Korea and the United States. Tawachai says his snails earn him an average monthly income of $940, almost five times the country's $193 minimum monthly wage. Other countries, including Chile, France, and Italy, are also breeding snails for their mucus. Farmers in Australia are breathing a sigh of relief after the Australian government rejected a ban on live sheep exports. The proposal came up after 2,400 sheep died from heat stress, overcrowding, and a lack of water on their way to the Middle East in August of 2017. Fiona Simpson is the president of the Australian National Farmers Federation.
We saw the devastating effects of the ban on the livestock industry in 2011, and those effects were widespread.
Australia announced that it will instead require ships carrying live cattle and sheep exports to have an independent observer that ensures animal welfare standards. It also plans to introduce new legislation that will penalize exporters that violate these standards. Australian Agricultural Minister David Littleproud assured farmers he would reinforce the live animal import-export business with the country's key trading partners.
Next week, I intend to visit those key trading partners to let them understand how important they are to us, and that what we have put in place, a framework that we have put in place, will make sure there is a sustainable and viable live trade industry into the future.
The live cattle and sheep trade is a $1.3 billion industry. For VOA's Business Scene, I'm Skylar Ogden.
That was a program from the Voice of America.